little story before Mike does his review of Fall Guy was that I thought the premiere for this was going to be last week. I didn't realize it was during Passover holiday, so I missed it. So I'm thinking I'm going to go with my son this weekend, whatever. So I come home one day after doing some errands, and I say to my wife on Sunday, I go, hey, where's Izzy? Where's he at? The truck's not here. Where'd he go? Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Let me check the tracker, the low jack we have on the kid, because, yeah, we actually have that. Hey, the insurance company, there are some benefits to that spying on your driving thing. So, hey, where is that kid now? Oh, he's at AMC Factoria. What's he doing there? Oh, he went to see the movie without me. So that's why Mike is weighing in on this. I guess it's officially the time where they go out with friends and not with dad anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fine. It's fine. Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy. Mike, how is Fall Guy?
It's fun. It's it's a lot of fun. So this is kind of like a reboot of the original 80s series with Lee Majors. He's a stuntman turned bounty hunter type of thing, or whatever happens in that show. It's a TV show. That's not what this movie is. This is where Ryan Gosling is kind of like a down on his luck stuntman, and he's called in to participate in this movie directed by the love of his life, Emily Blunt. And the star of the movie goes missing, and now the unknown stuntman, Ryan Gosling, has to find him, and hilarity and hijinks ensue. The movie's a lot of fun. This is, my wife and I went over the weekend.
Excuse me, who?
My wife. There we go. this reminds me of the movies we used to watch, like in the 90s and stuff. It's, you know, it's fun. It's a fun, zany romantic comedy. It's exactly the movie that you see in the trailer. It's fun. The action is solid. I just saw that the movie sets a Guinness World Record for cannon rolls, which that is basically the visual effect gag where you put literally a cannon under a car and blow it off to flip
sure,
it over.
That's how you flip it over.
It
yeah.
happens a lot.
If
in
you
this
look
movie.
In every car that flips in Mission Impossible 2,
yep.
you can see it. You
cannon.
Can see it right there. Yes.
It's like, that's not part of the car. but no, it's you know, a lot of the advertising for this movie says that it's a love letter to the stunts. And that's exactly what this is. This movie is exactly what it purports to be. It wears its heart on its sleeve. And like I said, it's exactly what you think it is from the trailers. It's clever, if not a little too cute for its own good at times. It's about 15 minutes too long. It doesn't quite know exactly how and when to end. But in the category of who is this for, this is a movie that is for anyone who watches DVD special features, making of documentaries and stuff, and thinks they know how the movies are made. There's a lot of like insider industry jargon, a lot of jokes and references. The stunt crew saves the day at one point, and so it's very much cut from that cloth. It's light on its feet. It's fun. It's funny, but it doesn't skimp on the action either. I really enjoyed it.
I'll say something else is that not just do I have FOMO from listening to you talking about
sure.
this, because I really want to see this movie, so I think I'm going to go see it this weekend with some friends or something. But on top of that, I was watching a whole bunch of the red carpet and other stuff because it was popping up in my videos.
Yeah,
I figured
yeah.
I wanted to see this movie. And the way they did the premiere takes you back to old-timey Hollywood, but not old-timey like 50s Hollywood.
Right.
I mean old-timey when the 80s, the 90s, these things were more of an event.
Yeah.
And they did it right. They got stuntmen flipping, doing parkour out of balconies. I mean, it looked great. It looked like they did it right. And what I have found is normally when they put that much money into a premiere, they know they have something good on their hands, and they want more people to talk about it. They want more buzz about it.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It seems like they knew it. Like, here's something else. Don't judge a book by its cover. Not true. In publishing, when they think they have a hit on their hands, they make a more attractive cover for the book
right.
to sell more books. So actually, always judge a book by its cover.
There you go. There you go. So it is a reboot of the show from the 80s. There are some Easter eggs and callbacks, including at one point Ryan Gosling drives the truck that Lee Majors had in the show. And so there's a lot of like those kind of visual gags. But aside from being kind of like these in name only type reboot remakes type of thing, it's a mostly original idea. So it's not like an endless sequel. There was a part that I particularly enjoyed. The fake movie that they're making, The Metal Storm, is basically just a Zack Snyder movie, which really cracked me up. There's a lot of like visual gags that I really liked. But all the performances are really great. Gosling's my dude. I like Emily Blunt quite a lot. They have genuine chemistry. They're a lot of fun to watch. Your dude, the new James Bond, Aaron Taylor Johnson, shows up. He's pretty good in it as well. And there's a lot of other supporting roles that are they're pretty fun as well. But yeah, this is a full-throated recommend for me. Go see it with your friends. Go see it with your significant other, and go see it on the biggest screen you can. It's a lot of fun.
And here's something else. You know how we rip reboots and things like that all the time? I didn't even know this was a remake, reboot, any of that. I never even heard of that show. I didn't know that show even existed. So I think there's a whole audience out there. How when they say we're rebooting something like Ghostbusters, guys, everybody knows Ghostbusters. But if you really want to do a reboot, grab something that people may not have heard of, which is why I got so excited when they said Running Man. When they said they're rebooting Running Man, because I go, okay, us cult classics may have liked that movie, but my kids have never seen The Running Man. That's not a movie I go, I have to show my kids like Top Gun or something like that. So, yeah, that sounds awesome, and I really want to go see it. If not for your recommendation, but for all the money they're putting into the marketing and the sales behind this, I actually really want to see this movie.
This is very much a movie made for Ari Hoffman.
Awesome. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Again, we have disproportionate affection for like DVD making of special features. And it's like I said, the audience for this is folks that consume that kind of stuff. This is a movie for people who love the movies.
What'd your wife think?
She loved it.
Awesome.
In
so
fact,
there
I think
you go.
She liked it better than I did.
So you could take the spouse, too, when you're going to
most
these
certainly.
Things. Awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time with it.
Meanwhile, this weekend, I'm going to have to go see Fall Guy, because now I really have FOMO for missing that movie. It looked like something. I can't remember the last time I was excited to see a movie. I really want to see that sucker. So maybe I'll go check that out, see if I agree with Mike or not, hopefully this weekend. Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun. I'm very excited. I love the action movies. And I used to hate when the guys from Entertainment Weekly, yes, I used to read Entertainment Weekly, would rip an action movie, because they always hate action movies, because it's always these like artsy critics going to see an action movie. Of course you're not going to like Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage going on to Alcatraz. That's an awesome movie. I do like the Ebert and Ropert version of their review of Die Hard when they look back on it and went, oh, did we get that one wrong?